All right, happy Friday. We made it. It's March 28th, 2025. Welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. Super quick and easy podcast to get you caught up on all the top headlines as you start your day. And the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. There are more and more cuts coming out of Washington yesterday. RFK Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, announced plans to cut 10,000 additional employees. This includes the FDA, the CDC, and the NIH. He said it's part of his plan to reshape federal public health agencies. And this is on top of the roughly 10,000 employees that have already accepted President Trump's buyout offer. So the number of Health and Human Services employees is ultimately these two things combined going from 82,000 to 62,000. On to sports. Baseball returned yesterday, as you know, opening day for the 2025 season. One cool thing that happened, Austin Wells, the Yankees catcher, he hit a leadoff home run, and he made history. It was the first leadoff opening day homer by a catcher in Major League Baseball history. Kind of a weird stat, but he should be proud of it. It's cool. The Yankees won that game. They beat the Brewers 4-2. Elsewhere in the league, Shohei Ohtani hit one of the Dodgers' three home runs yesterday. He's one of the best to ever play the game. They beat the Tigers 5-4. Also, Apple TV Plus has a brand new three-part documentary about last year's World Series win called Fight for Glory 2024 World Series. That's out today, again, on Apple TV Plus. The Women's March Madness Tournament resumes today, getting into the Sweet 16. In football news, well, it's also movie news, the Buffalo Bills are going to be in a Hallmark movie. Last year, Hallmark did A Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. And this year, it's A Holiday Touchdown, A Bills Love Story. I guess it could just be about a guy named Bill and his love story. All right, we'll see. Lastly, Steph Curry has a new project and a new partner. He has teamed up with former First Lady Michelle Obama to launch a new sports hydration drink. It's called Plezi. I think that's how you say it. It's P-L-E-Z-I, Plezi. It'll be available very soon on Amazon. On to some entertainment headlines. This is a serious one. The woman convicted of shooting and killing the iconic singer Selena was just denied parole. A board in Texas denied her request for freedom. And this Monday, by the way, will be 30 years since the world lost Selena. In other legal news, Haley Welch, the Hawk Tua girl, she is not getting in trouble for her cryptocurrency scandal. The SEC just said that they conducted a thorough investigation. Haley cooperated, and she is walking away clean. All right, two things to share about Megan Fox and MGK here. First, Megan gave birth. Their baby is here. MGK shared a photo of his hand and the baby's hand. He wrote, "She's finally here, our little celestial seed," along with the date 3/7/25, so yesterday. Also, we don't know the baby's name or much about her, but we do know that she was born to a score composed by MGK and Travis Barker that is in the calming frequency of 432 hertz. But before that news broke yesterday, it came out that Machine Gun Kelly and Brian Austin Green were feuding again. That's two of Megan's exes. Brian shared a screen grab of messages he got from MGK. He said in the messages, quote, "Stop asking when our child is going to be born. Quit calling TMZ and focus on that apology you owe me for speaking my name in public. You chose the wrong one to beep with, Mr. Child Actor. Go back to cereal commercials." That's supposedly what MGK said. This is not the first time these two have exchanged words. Lastly here, one more thing. Will Smith just got a street named after him. I don't know if you know this, but West Philadelphia is where he was born and raised. And that's where the street is. 59th Street will now be known as Will Smith Way. Moving on to movie and TV news. It's Friday, so we'll look at what's new. The new stuff in theaters. Death of a Unicorn is out now. It's got a ton of great elements. Jenna Ortega and Paul Rudd are in it. It's an A24 movie, but reviews are not great. We'll see how it does. Jason Statham's new movie, A Working Man, is out this weekend. There's a new PG-13 horror movie out today called The Woman in the Yard. There's a new movie with Bill Murray, Naomi Watts, and a big dog. It's called The Friend. That's in theaters this weekend as well. If you want to watch stuff at home, Sophia Carson is in a new Netflix movie called The Life List. And for the kids, Eva Longoria stars in Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Road Trip. That's on Disney Plus today. Now, in other new movie news, first we got a teaser for it. Now we have the full trailer for it. Paul Thomas Anderson's new film, One Battle After Another. It looks cool. It's very different. Leonardo DiCaprio is in it. It's going to be in theaters in September, and that trailer is up this morning in our Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. In other trailer news, that new one for Final Destination Bloodlines is now the second most watched horror trailer of all time. It got 178 million views globally in its first 24 hours. That's big. All right, this is a huge story in the movie world this morning. After more than 40 years in Utah, the Sundance Film Festival is moving to Colorado. Boulder, Colorado, to be exact. Robert Redford, the founder of Sundance, released a statement and said, quote, "Words cannot express the sincere gratitude I have for Park City, the state of Utah, and all those in the Utah community that have helped to build the organization. What we've created is remarkably special and defining." Now, a few more things to watch today, tonight, this weekend. Hulu has a new sitcom starring Nathan Lane and Matthew Bomer called Mid-Century Modern that premieres today. Tonight and tomorrow night on NBC, it's the World Figure Skating Championships. Also on NBC, SNL is back tomorrow night. Mikey Madison is hosting with Morgan Wallen performing the music.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
The show is supported by Nandaka. I am so happy to have them on board. It's a product that I am excited to have found. It's Friday morning. Friday, after a long week, can be kind of tough to get moving. This is the coffee alternative that I trust. Not only does it, you know, give me that wake up, I feel like System of a Down, but it's got sustained calm energy. It boosts mood and focus, supports digestion and metabolism. It is far superior than coffee or any coffee alternative, in my opinion. It's made with pure, clean ingredients. They use 100% fruiting body mushrooms. You might not know what that means, but I'm telling you, that's the good stuff. That's what you want. It's the part that actually has the powerful compounds that support the energy, focus, and longevity. And when you're ready to try it, go to my link. It's peaklife.com/firstthing. That's peak is P-I-Q-U-E, life.com/firstthing. When you decide to try, you'll get 20% off for life when you go there, as well as a free starter kit with your first purchase that comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker to make the perfect cup every time. I am so happy that I discovered Nandaka, and now it's your turn. peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. We'll start with new music Friday. Will Smith's first album in 20 years is here. It's called Based on a True Story. He's got Big Sean, his son Jaden, and his old pal DJ Jazzy Jeff all on it with him. Lucy Dacus has a new album out today as well. Mumford & Sons, they released their new one, Rushmere. Rapper Lil Durk put out a new record today. Kesha's new song with T-Pain is out now. She officially announced her album, Period, the punctuation. It's coming out July 4th. The band Under Oath released a new album today, and Alison Krauss has a new one out as well. Alison Krauss and Union Station, Arcadia is the name of that, and it's out now. In possible new music news, Chapel Roan was just asked who she would love to work with, a dream collaborator for her, and she said SZA. SZA then responded and said, it's got to happen. So the feeling is mutual there. Kind of seems like this will happen at some point soon. In tour news, 89-year-old Johnny Mathis announced his retirement from the road. He is citing age and memory issues for the decision, so he had to drop off the Warp Tour. No, that part's a joke. But I do love Johnny Mathis. He was always on in our house when I was a kid. So he's retiring from touring. Another iconic singer is in the news, Billy Joel. HBO just announced a new two-part documentary about the Piano Man coming this summer, and So It Goes, that's the name of it. But lastly, here in country news, we just got the nominees for the 2025 ACM Awards. They're all out there. The seven artists up for Entertainer of the Year are Kelsea Ballerini, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, and Lainey Wilson. Some additional headlines here on this Friday morning. Back to the text message scandal that rocked Washington this week. The latest now is that a federal judge has ordered members of the Trump administration to preserve that conversation that was had on the messaging app Signal. They need to retain any messages sent and received over Signal between March 11th and March 15th. In international news, this is a big story. At least six people lost their lives after a submarine sunk in the Red Sea off the coast of Egypt. There were 45 tourists on this thing and 5 crew members. While the rest were all injured, it seems, they were successfully rescued. The cause of the sinking is not currently known. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake just hit Thailand and Myanmar. Hundreds of thousands had to evacuate. Scary stuff. Buildings were crumbling. Possible casualties are not yet known. In royal news, King Charles was briefly hospitalized yesterday as he experienced, quote, temporary side effects from a scheduled cancer treatment. Because of this, he was forced to cancel a handful of events yesterday and today. His diagnosis was first announced in February of last year. In food and drink news, also baby news, the baby brand Frida, we had some of their products when our kids were babies, they just announced a new breast milk flavored ice cream. Not an April Fool's joke, this is real. They announced that it's going to be available in 9 months' time. Like a baby, I get it. I'm going to post their post if you want more information at First Thing Pod. Would you eat that? Lastly here, I always end the show with something positive. Today it's a medical story. I love these breakthroughs. A hospital in New York just declared that a patient named Sebastian is now cured of sickle cell anemia. This is thanks to a groundbreaking new gene therapy. Truly amazing stuff. His condition caused him skin ulcers, back pain, hip pain, joint pain, severe chest pain. And he said he's not in pain anymore. Doctors at the Cohen Children's Medical Center said Sebastian's recovery has been amazing, and they hope that he is the first of many. I absolutely love stories like this. We have amazing people doing amazing things. Congrats to Sebastian, and nice job to everyone involved there in New York. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. As always, I can't thank you enough for being here, for supporting this show for as long as you have been. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure you tell a friend. Send it to one friend that enjoys podcasts, enjoys efficiency. Let them know that they should listen. Thanks. I'm back Monday to do it all again. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Please tell your friends about this show.